Ponder in Your Heart, January 4, 2022, by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. As bitter as it is to know what has happened to our country and our government, it is even worse to know what has happened to our churches, and not just now, but long ago. At the end of his ministry, we are given a picture of Jesus being anointed by a prostitute and telling his disciples to eat his body and drink his blood. The ritual anointing of Baal and the ritual cannibalism of Baal worship, to a T. Are you shocked? I know that I was. As Christians, we are never taught anything about Baal worship, and I think that most of us assumed that this was because it was both unnecessary and unwholesome, but, what if there was another reason? What if, at the end of his career, the beloved rabbi was set upon by Baal worshippers and sacrificed in their tradition? What if his body vanished, not because he was resurrected, but because he was eaten instead? What if we have all been kept ignorant about Baal worship, so we wouldn't be able to see the entire narrative of the final week of Jesus's life for what it says? It says that he accepted being anointed by a prostitute, Mary Magdalene. It says he instituted a new version of the Passover Seder, with him playing the lamb, and encouraging his followers to eat the bread as his body, and drink the wine as his blood, a symbolic act of cannibalism. How strange is all of that? And how aligned with the worship of Baal, which had been established in Samaria and the Levant for thousands of years prior to Jesus? Their priests are all anointed by prostitutes. They practice blood sacrifice and ritual cannibalism. And even more to the point, where did this ancient religion go? It disappeared at the same time that Christianity became the state religion of Rome. It just vanished. Like the Trojan Horde. Like Phoenicia. Like the Templars. Like the Dutch East India Company. Like what they are trying to pull off right now, the Great Migration to China. There is something important missing in the historical narrative, just like the missing peace treaty ending the American Civil War. What happened to the dominant religion of the region where Jesus grew up? The religion of the Samaritans? I'm sorry to be the constant bearer of bad news, and I trust that you won't blame me much, but after I learned what I learned about the government, I also had to look at religion, and what I found was very unsettling at best. All the teachings of Jesus run true, right up to the very end, and then, something happens. Something that doesn't make sense. Something that doesn't ring true. My Shinola sensor sounds off. My burgeoning knowledge of ancient religions gives a quiver. The narrative of the Passion Week dovetails too neatly with Baal worship, and then, hidden in plain sight, I saw the Apostles' Creed, which is clearly an oath. And my own drinking of communion wine as a blood oath - not my intention, surely, but actually and factually, any outside observer of the practice would be justified in thinking of it as such, and claiming as much. So what's the truth? The objective truth is that every Christian who has ever recited the Apostles' Creed and taken communion has sworn a blood oath and drunk blood, communion wine, over it. You can't avoid the facts of what you have done. You can't deny the connection to Baal worship once you know what that entails. You can't unknow it, once you know. But you can correct it and you can stand up for your own intentions, as I did in my letter to Cardinal George. So up until this moment, you have been toddling along in good faith, doing what the church told you to do, looking neither right nor left, and never once thinking that in taking communion and repeating the Apostles' Creed, you were taking a blood oath. Even though you have been. Not only that, but the churches are no longer defining themselves as fellowships of people. They are defining themselves as corporations, instead. Just another kind of business. I have left the Lutheran Church and I have published my objections.